Welcome to Freedom Friday. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. On this week's episode, what's the talk on the street of the USA? We're going to get into the worldview on America. Being someone who's been living outside of the States for quite some time, since 2015, it is amazing to see what other people are saying about America right about now. So thank you for tuning in. This is Queen Sunny Honey, always coming with solutions each and every Freedom Friday. Before we get started for today, the call is here. LLC Grants, we are in search of Black males, teenagers, men of immaculate mindsets, masterminds, brotherhood, have above all things, someone who is really out in these streets hustling. Yes, we have a LLC grant. We've given it out in the past to a female college student who has become the owner of Gloss and Glam by Nene. Check it out online. That's right. And this time around for the fall, because in the spring, we did a giveaway and blessed someone with an LLC grant. We want to do the same this fall. If you know someone who matches the requirements, Black male who's a hustler, reach out, inbox, DM, that's Queen Sunny Honey. That's right. You can find me on Facebook as well as SunitaShannon.com. And this has been brought to you by Patreon. Yes, thanks to those patrons who donate at the Queen Sunny Honey Patreon account, we're able to give away an LLC. Before we get into the worldview news, let's just start off by showing so much love to those down in Jamaica. Thank you for giving us the platform with the Caribbean Radio Show. Each and every day this week, I've been blessed to see so many Jamaican youth making the headline news, doing wonderful things in Jamaica when it comes to education and changing the world in STEM and education. Let this be a call and a mighty cry out to all the African Americans who are seeking to go back to the motherland. Don't you overlook the Caribbean islands, those places that you can turn and look back as well. It would be such a wonderful place to see more partnerships amongst African Americans and our Jamaican cousins, because we're all just a boat a ride away from the unity of being family anyway. So yes, when you want a Jamaican place, some food, you go to Jamaica. When you want a spot to vacation, so now is truly a pinnacle point for us to actually invest. When you're talking about really the market of real estate, you know that's hot and popping. If you want to have an Airbnb that's going to make a lot of money, don't overlook having international properties in places like Jamaica, places like Ghana. So many wonderful people of color everywhere who are moving beyond the system of white supremacy. And that option, what my mom would always say, ain't no secret. What God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. So certainly look into opportunities outside America. Even if you decided to take a timeline and pursue something for 2 to 4 years, tax-free, make the money, turn and look back. And since we're out here in the waters going on to the international borders, the question truly is of the day, what is the worldview on America? After what happened with Breonna Taylor, I had, you know, just because I'm connected and really deeply rooted spiritually, I was off. Like, really just not balanced when I went to work following the news. And this Egyptian guy walked by and he threw up that black power fist. And I was just like, you know, Super Saiyan energy, and smiled in the midst of it all. So I want to start off by saying that there has been such wonderful positive feedback that's just been so nonverbal in knowing the connectedness that we have as a people within the borders of the U.S. and beyond. I want you to know that everything that you are experiencing, and I say everything, everything, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I am with you in all of these things that are going on. You know, let's go into solutions, because that's what, you know, Queen Sunny Honey is all about. When the shoe is on the other foot, I look to movies. For those of you that don't know, when I was a little girl, my mom was like, what do you want to study in college? And I said, why people? She was like, girl, you crazy. But seriously, I wanted to study the colonizer who was able to extract the resources and the people and become friends with time. And so I looked to the movies. Let's go to the chapter of Hollywood movies and study the very phenotype that you we're talking about in politics and religion. So, you know, it seems like every movie that has that archetype of that white savior, they always avenge, like, without any regards to the law. They will sit there in front of the police like, yep, I'm about to take care of this for my wife. I'm just letting you know, I appreciate what you came to do. I'll handle this for my daughter. I'll take care of this for him. I'll ride for my people. You know, it's just every single movie, this reality is there. So when I think about the tone of politics and those images, because imagery is so powerful, having certain stereotypes only reflected from the black demographic in comparison to this white savior who always avenges without regard to the law, always ends up the hero in the movie. It's also a direct hit into looking at politics. As I listened to my people this week, I heard people say, you know, get out there and vote. And I heard black people argue amongst themselves and have a conversation. And I had to ask myself, is it valid? Is it a waste of time? Is it, what is it? Because, you know, in listening and growing, you hope that your time and energy is not futile. Why? All politicians are the same. How many times can grandmother tell you that whether you're the right wing or the left wing, baby, them chicken wings are the same bird? It is so, it's simple math. Let's go back to the plantation. There was a house that had, you know, a couple European natured people that owned the property, and then there were a couple people in the house, let's say about five, that were out of that family. And then there were a total of seven because the overseer outside, but then there were 50 slaves. You know, looking at the numbers, how can you be in bondage when you outnumber of a majority and never a minority? Even on the plantation concept, all politicians are the same. When in those days when you're not considered to be human, but cut up into a mathematical solution of saying you are what the rooted system of life insurance, health insurance, Wall Street, all of these things, the very antiquity of people of color through the diaspora of America, black people are connected. And yes, before you had an opportunity to be a part of the voting system, all politicians were the same and things had been written, as they say, before there had been lights. And that still affect each and every one on paper. But let's go into a new reality. There is nothing that is impacting an individual from a White House. The majority, when you have that independent nature of our people, you can come into the means. To hear my people get angry, it takes me to a point of saying, okay, I'm happy for the anger, because in anger, things happen. But at the same time, people, if you have no guns for this gunfight, when the military armory that's coming up, you cannot go up there with mouths and a few pistols. If you are not equipped for this war, this particular war, you must look for your solution. Without the equipment, without being equipped, let's get equipped. That's when, how do you get equipped? You look at history and understand that you run your own as an independent. Without these questions, I just wonder, is karma real? Like, really? When you think about karma and you go, oh, this woman says something about someone's child on social media and something happened to her, that's karma. But 1,000 years of slavery and the karmic justice of that. As I stand before you on any given day, my homegirls and I delight in just saying, I hope that Breonna Taylor is just, spirit is just getting their ass, you know. In essence, the thousands and thousands of ancestors that each and every one of us come from, you, my melanated people, activate that karma, because if that is not real, then certainly those who are in opposition to you don't have a karmic justice either. And then what happens? You get what you deserve. When you look at history, you understand it repeats itself. What goes around comes around. Insensitivity to everything that's going on in America, we look to other countries where peril has been different. Mother Nature has shown up in Lebanon and taken away a place. I recall living in Alaska years ago, and there was a place by the name of Point Hope, Alaska. While living there for 3 years, I left understanding that that was a place that was now in the Pacific Ocean. Yes. Imagine growing up and saying, oh, where are you from? And the place that you grew up no longer exists. That's what's going on in Lebanon. Or for the past 5 years of living abroad, seeing world leaders adored, truly loved, pass on, and seeing people mourn respectfully in adoration for great men who cared, and actually knowing that as an expatriate, a foreigner in a land, that I was truly nurtured by another government better, just like the days of the Harlem Renaissance, when they went abroad, our brothers and sisters would come back with all of these tales, and the military black brothers and sisters would say, man, I'm so highly respected abroad, and to return home. That's the talk on the streets. For those of you that don't know, most people around here would not know that I'm American. If at all possible, when I get into a taxi, I try to only speak Arabic, because it's pretty basic just to go up to a taxi and shlani, alhamdulillah, tell them where you want to go. Once you just say, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. Class, stop. Best, stop. Finish, class. So, life and the talk of the streets from outside looking in been one that people are wondering, are the people okay in America? Everyone else in the world understands how old their countries are. America is very much a teenager in the cycle of history. The worldview on America right now is an understanding that we know what teenagers do and the behavior that comes. So the savvy, sassy solution from Queen Sunny Honey, from my people, the black people abroad, to the blacks of America is, sometimes you gotta play the fool. Mm-hmm. To fool the fool, who thinks they're fooling you. This is the season. Just play the fool. Get your currency, your businesses, mind your business. If the road ahead you feel that you are directly impacted by someone else through legislation, it is more accurate to take this season to play the fool and get your house in order, get your LLC, get your businesses, avoid all of those taxations that have always been there, because you understand the reality that rather than argue about who will win the contest for president, you're understanding that it doesn't matter the candidate. The same thing that has impacted Black people and Breonna Taylor will always, always, always still be legal in that system. So if in this lifetime you can actually benefit from tax relief, tax incentives, grants, land, credit score, winning opportunities to just have a business line of credit, have a personal line of credit, just mind your business, get equipped, use your skill set, get you some equipment that is flipped off the government that you don't come out of pocket for. Now that is the best that we can do. One of the things that Black America is just discovering or waking up to is all skin folk ain't kin folk. When they see the Black leaders out that are really not advocating for the Black woman, no one should be surprised. Because oftentimes you are given this candidate, someone who is really not going to be for the betterment of your people. Typically an Uncle Tom. So instead of being reactive, let's be proactive. Instead of being upset that this type of person has done what they're supposed to do, mind your business. Remember the white savior that avenges. Go ahead and save yourself, because ain't nobody coming to save us. One of the wonderful things that I did was get a passport by influence of just if something has to be better. Leaving on a leap of faith and coming into a world I had no idea. And I have no regrets. It is because of this that I encourage each and every one of you to think about the worldview on America. If you're in a situation, an abusive relationship, honey, get out. Whether it is a personal, physical person, or a job, or a system of white supremacy, it's optional. I'm just here to let you know. It is optional. Yes, living in the world, there's always going to be something everywhere. But living as an African American in a country that has done what it's done, it is better to have the resources to have an LLC and get up and go when you want to go. It is better to not rely on one source of income in times like this and just have multiple sources of income through your LLC, through drop shipping, through something, a side hustle. Why? Because sometimes you've got to play the fool to fool the fool who thinks they're fooling you. There is the good, the bad, and the ugly about what's going on with Black America. The good news is trauma triggers Black people, and Black people are making headline news and just having enough, fed up, no more. And that's the good news. You see, when I was born into this world, cultural appropriation towards Africa was kind of looked attached to me through the eyes of a lot of Black Americans. Like, why you gotta wear the Africa? We see you, Black. Why you gotta go so hard for African history? Can't you keep that in February? And oh, how the tables have turned. that those brothers and sisters who found that all things Afrocentric, all things pro-black is suddenly something that's of importance. Where each and every day, brothers and sisters, I've been just praying that you would have waked the heck up. So welcome, welcome. That's the good news. The bad news is, well, you got to take the bitter with the sweet. You cannot sit back and think even for 1 second that your oppressor is going to finance your freedom, give you grants for your freedom, educate you to allow you to have financial freedom. Your oppressor is sitting here doing what they're supposed to do. And if you're in a situation that you want to get off the plantation, you have that option. The ugly thing is, all skin folk ain't kin folk, whether it's bloodline on your job or the local politician. The ugly news is, stop voting for people simply because of the color of their skin. Stop partnering up with people simply because of the hue and the tone of their flesh. If you find the benefit from this surface stuff, you get what you deserve. The biggest scam that you can always attach to a lot of the Nigerian Yahoo scammers is to know that this is a duplication of these boys, these colonizers that came in and just somehow became the winner at the end of every movie, at the end of every episode, at the end of every 24 hours of raping the resources, the people, and making friends. When you have a politician that stands before you and says things and you react, I would like to take you to the quotes from an old African-American proverb. What you eat don't make me shit. It's power in that, knowing that what a person says, you don't have to react to. If you shall react, allow it to activate something so divine within you that it blossoms, that there is fruition, and that the fruit is sweet and comes in abundance. Keep in mind, people, as we enter everything that we're dealing with the worldview on America, the most important thing for us to understand is that when you work as a group, as a collective, you are so, so powerful. But I need you to understand, my people, you must also work as an independent. To work as an individual, our first steps, each and every one of us need to take this season, yeah, today, myself included. If you have the area of business taken care of, now is the time, yes, the altar call for you to reach out and share the information for others. If you would like to help be an angel donor for someone to start an LLC, do that. There is something individually that we have to work on, whether it's the area of food and nutrition, growing our own food, ingesting and detoxing, whatever it means. If you have the money but you don't have the health, then honey, we got to work on that, myself included. If you have the health but you don't have the wealth, honey, we got to get together. So the individual work must be done in this season. While we're just playing the fool, who thinks they're fooling us. We're working on ourselves individually. Each and every one of you out there, I always say limitless blessings to you and yours, because that is something actually intentional for our people each and every day. I want to remind you that we are only given 24 hours in a day. Govern yourselves accordingly. Allow your thoughts, your words, your intentions, and your actions to all be lined up. Even if by 11:59 every night you go, some days this bad outweighs the good. But let's intentionally try our very best to not allow our thoughts to be bombarded with so much of the negative social media, so much of the politics, Keep in mind what they eat don't make you shit. And then, only then, can we come together. Let me warn you about this group thing. Let's pretend like you had someone who really admires you. You post something that's truly inaccurate. That person shares it and it goes amongst so many people who are impacted because they too look up to that person who also looked up to you. The one thing about being an African American is the power of knowing that we make shit go viral. We gotta cut that out. Even when I go into any foreign place where I am not that demographic, if I touch something, they immediately go over and want to grab and buy that apparel. It doesn't matter your size. It doesn't matter your tone. It's just that melanin magic about you that you know what's popping. So please have your digital footprint be accurate. Let's be more responsible online socially. Let's do some social media detoxing. If it ain't about the money, come on now. Let's play that T.I. jam. Stay focused from now for the rest of the year. Forget all this other stuff. Only hone in on anything about money. If it's not about prosperity of your health and your mind and your mental health and your wealth, tap out. When you're on social media, don't be on there unless you have your, you know, that's your business page and you're in the business groups. Now is the time. Here is the worldview on what we must do as a group of people, as an independent and a collective. If you're sitting on stacks over there and you're looking for investments and you just went through something with the stock market and the American Stock Exchange, all right, now you keep putting your money on them boys, you get what you deserve. Reach out and look into Jamaica. Get you an Airbnb in Jamaica. Get you an Airbnb in Ghana. Do some fly stuff. Allow all the airports. Get one near the airport so me and all my friends and all the wealthy people get in all the air flight attendants. Every time they're in town, they can come over. Matter of fact, go over to Caribbean Radio Show on Facebook and hit me up in Yardness. I would be delighted to post your business. We have a beautiful business page called Yardness. Get the word out there. It's time for us to Sankofa turn and look back. When you think about the talk on the street with the U.S., we are not powerless. There is truly something that each and every one of us can be doing. Before we leave this show today, I just want to remind you, enough with the running of the mouth. If it ain't about nothing, be about something. We cannot show up to a gunfight with a bunch of mouth people. It is not going to be anything for you to understand. The platforms of all social medias are owned by someone who is not you. And everything that you do in your digital footprint is the accurate transcript that lets people know how you're feeling through emojis and behaviors. And see, I study behavior modification. So when people look at the algorithms, they already know what you're doing because you type it into social media. So let's use these things that are out here for our good to build. If you would like to start an LLC and you live in the USA, go to my website. They have an awesome package. $25 gets you started. If you're out there in Jamaica, anywhere in the world, and you are a melanin popping brother or sister with a business, and you would love to be on the show, we would love, love, love to have you. Yes, the Caribbean Radio Show has 2.4 million listeners worldwide who would be so honored to hear about your business. So hit me up in the DMs. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get out here and just share this love, hit the share button, share this show, help me find who's going to be in our next LLC grant. And until next time, limitless blessings to you and yours. Keep in mind that phone that you're holding, yeah, that's how they're running businesses out there these days, and you can run yours too. Who run it? Who run it? This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. I am always always here for my people. Until next time, do bye bye, boo.